In this week's Keeping It Real commentary, Cam Marston obeys the happiness experts and counts his blessings. He says it works. He really does feel better.
It's this time of year when folks post and pin and text and paste and tweet, etc., about counting their blessings. And this is meant to be taken literally, that we should numerate blessings. Happiness experts tell us that counting them and writing them down will make us truly feel gratitude. So I'll give it a try. First, I'm happy that my wife and I have 4 children. Second, I'm even happier that we don't have 5. From time to time, our kids will spend the night out for a couple of nights, or they'll head off to camp for a month, and my wife and I get a sense of what it would be like to have 1 or 2 children. The quiet that takes over the house is strange. I'm thankful for the noise, the busyness, and the mess of 4 kids. On the other hand, we'll have a kid spend the night here from time to time, and we have 5 kids under the roof for 24 hours. When the time comes, we're ready for that child, usually a very polite and well-behaved child, to go home. 5 is too many. 4 is just right. Third, I'm thankful that my wife laughs at about 10% of my jokes. That's not a lot, but 10% is up from 5% last year. So I'm improving. Or else my constant attempts to be funny have worn her down, and her laughs are now small chuckles of pity for me. Or maybe they're small chuckles of pity for herself. It doesn't matter to me. A laugh is a laugh. They count. Her eye rolls remain at about 80%, which means that 10% of my attempts get no reaction at all, as if I'm not there. But the bottom line, my numbers are on the rise. Fourth, I'm thankful that my parents remain engaged and in tune to my wife and me and our children, their grandchildren, and their world around them, that their health remains constant, that they're mentally nimble. For example, my father shared with me that it really isn't a hot water heater. It's a cold water heater. If the water were hot, it wouldn't need heating. And then he gives me a look as if he's solved one of history's most difficult riddles, or solved pi out to the 100th digit. You should use that in your commentary one Friday, he suggests. Well, Dad, there you go. Finally, I'm thankful that our dog is getting a bit older and has gained weight. You see, I wanted no dog. My wife and kids wanted one. And today, with the dog's age and her size, she's about half the dog she used to be in terms of activity, like chewing and barking and getting in the trash. My wife, my kids, and I have arrived at a compromise, using lots of dog treats. She's about half a dog, and that's a win-win. And, well, I'd say the happiness experts are right. I do feel much better. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.